exciting adventure of the Cisco Kid. Often when we hear of the desperados and outlaws of the Old West, we assume that they were local men, born and raised in that part of the country. But many times, these criminals had migrated to the West as a place of refuge, fleeing from a trail of crime and violence in eastern cities. Two such men are waiting as the Red Bluff stage moves along behind four spirited horses on the last leg of its trip to the little town. When suddenly, from behind an outcropping of rock, two masked men step into the narrow wagon trail.
Get out of that seat! Keep your hands high! Any passengers?
Inside. Man and his daughter.
Get out of the stage, you. Into the road here.
Oh, dear. What is the meaning of this? My daughter Dorothy and I are just peaceful travelers.
We haven't anything worth taking.
We'll be the judge of that. Driver.
Yeah?
Hand over the mail pouch.
My word. Robbing the United States mail. This is a serious offense, young man.
Shut up. You best do as he says and keep still, mister. Don't never pay to argue with these masked bandits.
Give me that mail pouch quick.
Sure. Here it is.
Here's in those trunks and boxes.
Yeah, I'll open them.
I assure you, sir, there is nothing of value in those trunks of ours. Just equipment for pursuing my hobby.
Father is an entomologist.
Yeah?
What's that?
To be more precise, I am a lepidopterist.
Look, you, cut the big words. Just tell us what you are.
Sir, I am Professor Henry Howard. And to put my hobby into simple language, I capture and classify butterflies.
Butterfly chaser. Well, that's good. Well, we sure don't want to bother with any of that stuff. All right, get back on the stage. Hey, driver.
Yeah?
Don't start this thing until we get to give you the signal.
The signal? What'll it be?
When we're ready for you to drive on, I'll fire one shot.
Didn't never used to have no trouble like this around here. Just peaceful-like and all, until a few months ago.
An experience like this is quite frightening to one who has led a more or less secluded life.
I'm sure, Father, that you won't be bothered in Red Bluff.
I sincerely hope not. All my life I've wanted to find the secret of the butterfly trees. Why these winged insects migrate back to these same trees every year.
Well, I reckon there won't nobody bother you, but strange things have been happening hereabouts lately.
What do you mean, driver?
Oh, nothing you can rightly put your finger on. But ever since the old guy... Dead ratted horse thieves. First time I've ever lost a mail pouch. Well, we best be going. There'll be a posse hunting them two outlaws before sundown.
Well, Pancho, here we are in Red Bluff again.
Si, Cisco. Pancho always likes to come to Red Bluff. This one place where we never got no trouble.
Si, amigo. It's a quiet, peaceful town. I do not think the sheriff even bothers to wear his gun.
This is what Pancho likes. A calm and peaceful sheriff. Madre mia, Pancho good and sick and tired of having sheriffs always shooting at all.
Si, Pancho. Someday a sheriff might just be lucky and hit us, too.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Why we not stay here in Red Bluff? How'd you stay at the settle down?
Settle down, amigo?
Uh-huh.
What will we do?
Pancho not know. Maybe open a cafe. That'd be good, Pancho.
No, Pancho.
No?
That'd be very bad.
Bad? What do you mean?
Huh? I'm afraid, amigo, you would eat up all the profits.
No, Cisco. Pancho not eat up all the profits. And Pancho just eat the food. Pancho never try eating profits. They good.
Oh, see, Pancho.
Si?
Profits are good, but not for eating.
That's what Pancho thinks, so Pancho not eat them.
Well, here we are at the Palace Hotel.
We stay here, Cisco?
Hey, amigo, uh-huh. We'll stay here overnight. Uh-huh. No, Diablo.
Oh, loco, we stay here, loco. This is the place.
Yeah, we'll leave Diablo loco here. Diablo muchacho, soon you'll have a good supper of oats and fresh, clean hay to lay on in the livery stable.
Loco, you too. You eat the oats and the hay the same as Diablo.
Yeah, they need it too.
Uh-huh.
It's so quiet here, Pancho, that the hotel clerk takes a siesta.
Yeah, that's what Pancho like about Red Bluff. Yeah, any time at all is a good time for a siesta.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to interrupt. I'll ring this small bell on the counter.
Howdy. Howdy, you want a room? Breakfast 6 to 8, dinner 12 to 2, supper 5 to 7.
These very good odds, Pancho thinks.
Especially dinner, Pancho, 12 to 2.
We take that, huh, Cisco?
Si, amigo. Senor clerk, you have a room for us?
Yeah, nice clean room, soft feather tick. You got to take your boots off when you go to bed now, remember?
Si, si, senor. We will remove our boots. We'd also like to have a bath.
Oh, bath, huh? Well, let's see now.
Well, senor clerk, the bath is not too important.
Certainly the bath is important. Huh? We've been riding many miles.
Two baths, huh? Well, I guess we can sandwich you in about 4:30. I've got to carry your own water, though.
We will do that, senor. The cook will have hot water, then?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell him to have a couple of buckets ready. Here, sign the register.
Oh, see you, amigo. Here. Yeah.
Dad ratted pen. Even keeping it in that glass of buckshot don't make it right worth a mite.
Clerk, we'd like to have a bath.
Oh, just a moment.
Pardon, senor. You are crowding me.
Well, move over. Get those baths ready right away, will you?
You can't have a bath unless you got a room.
I said get those baths ready.
Momento, senor. I'm registering here, if you do not mind.
Well, wait till I get through. Clerk.
You are quite impolite, senor. If you were not in the Palace Hotel, I would like to teach you some manners.
Teach me some manners?
Say.
Well, go right ahead. Start teaching.
No, Cisco. Not get into the argument.
You stay out of this, Fatty.
Fatty?
Keep your mouth shut.
Don't you not like this, Cisco?
Neither do I, amigo.
Now, gents, look, let's not have any trouble.
Don't like my manners, eh? Well, maybe I don't like yours.
Hey.
This is not the place to fight.
Oh, make me fight wherever we are. And we like it here. And you will.
Aye, that blow a nice quiet
relief. He's going now to make it quiet. Now, I'll teach you some manners like this. Look out, it's the sun.
Maybe this will be.
So she's got to the inkwell.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. Come on, Randy. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, we're going. But you two haven't heard the last of this.
I will be pleased to teach you manners any time you wish, hombres.
Next time it'll be us doing the teaching.
I'm sorry, Senor Clerk, but I had to throw the inkwell.
Yeah, you sure made a mess on that wall there.
Yeah, make the mess, too, on that hombre. Madre mía, he really needs a bath now.
Do you know those two hombres?
Yeah, their name's Boyd. Been living here about for, 5-6 months. A couple of mean ones, all right.
See, they seem to be.
Funny thing, they live on a ranch with a right nice-appearing man named Bascom. Flint Bascom. Seems like a quiet, easy-going person. Wonder is how he puts up with them two.
Brothers, are they?
Yeah, John and Randy Boyd. Seems like they're always making trouble. I think. Well, our stage is in. Looks like we got a couple of guests.
See, one of them is a very pretty guest.
Nice, Cisco. Another senorita.
I obtained rooms here for myself and my daughter.
Well, now, rooms, did you say?
Yes, we'll need two rooms. We'll be here for several weeks.
Now, that's too bad, mister. I ain't got one room left in the whole Palace Hotel.
Oh, but we must have two rooms. Isn't there some way you could arrange it?
Well, now, I just rented one of the two rooms I had left to these gents here, so I've only got one for you.
Well, come, daughter. We'll have to find other accommodations.
Senor, I hope you will pardon me, but we will be glad to give up our room for you.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want you to do that.
Where we go, Cisco?
We will find another place to stay.
Huh?
It is our pleasure, senorita, to let you have the room we had engaged.
Well, now, this is very kind of you, sir. I'm Henry Howard, Professor Henry Howard, and this is... my daughter, Dorothy.
Buenos dias, Senor Howard. Senorita Dorothy. I am the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compadre, Pancho.
Buenos, Senor Howard.
How do you do? Oh, I hate to have you give up your room.
That is quite all right, Senorita. Pancho and I do not mind at all.
No, we not mind. The parson, I think, is a very good hotel, anyhow.
Pancho! It's a very fine hotel. Your pardon, senorita. Pancho does not mean that.
Well, Pancho only mean as soon as we get in here, a fight starts.
Oh, my word. A fight, you say? Perhaps, daughter, we do not wish to stay here after all.
I am sure you will not be troubled again, Senor Howard.
First the stage is held up and robbed. Then we arrive here and find there's been fighting. All I want is quiet, peaceful place where my studies will not be disturbed.
Senor Howard, the fight Pancho mentions was not, well, shall I say, usual in here. I will leave it to the clerk here. Is there much to disturb the peace here in Red Bluff?
Oh, no, usually there ain't. Matter of fact, that's the first fight we've had in the lobby here for a long time. We'll get a little misunderstanding once in a while, but hardly ever what you'd call a first-class fight.
So you see, Senor Howard, you will not be disturbed.
You're both very kind, and Father and I thank you.
Gracias, Senorita. Perhaps we will meet again at supper, maybe?
Yes, I think that would be nice. Won't you and Pancho join us?
Gracias. We will see you at supper then. Come, Pancho.
Adios.
Adios.
Cisco, why we do this? Not have the nice room at the Palace Hotel?
Fine, Joe. We will find another place. And always remember, politeness will always be repaid.
This Pancho know, especially when Cisco is polite to a beautiful senorita. Well, Pancho get repaid this time, too.
How do you mean, Pancho?
Being polite and giving up our room, Pancho not got to take the bath.
Well, Dottie, it's working out.
You're the best detective in New York, posing as Professor Henry Howard, a butterfly collector.
You're not doing badly posing as my daughter. You're a pretty good investigator yourself. Now, remember, we were assigned to this case to find those counterfeiters and take them back.
Why are you sure they're out this way?
Fingers Malone always had a hankering for the West. And what better place for a hideout than this?
What about the gang that worked with him?
I don't know. They may have scattered, but then again, they may have not.
The Berry brothers are liable to be with him, aren't they?
Yes, Fingers worked very close with him. Incidentally, did you see anything familiar about those two who held up the stage today?
Change their clothes and put them on the Bowery, and you'd have the Berry brothers.
Exactly. I have every reason to believe they're still making counterfeits. Mm. Bad money is coming in from someplace. It wouldn't be too hard to ship it east from here.
Well, according to our new rules, I'm your daughter. So I'd better go to my own room and get ready for supper.
You're right, Dottie. And I'm very glad you invited that Cisco kid and his friend to eat with us.
Yes, I thought it would be nice. I think the Cisco kid's kind of cute.
You can cut that stuff out. But maybe Cisco and his stout companion can be a lot of help to us.
In just a moment, we'll continue with our thrilling story of the Cisco Kid.
You're listening to the Lost OTR Show with Joe Bev. Check out all the great books and audio at BearManorMedia.com and WaterlogWith2Gs.com. Pilgrim.
And now, back to the Cisco Kid. Posing as Professor Henry Howard, who with his daughter Dorothy is collecting specimens of butterflies, a famous detective from the East has arrived in the little town of Red Bluff, relentlessly pursuing a gang of counterfeiters. As we return to our story, the scene is in the ranch house occupied by Flint Bascom and the Boyd brothers, John and Randy.
Now, look, you two. I've told you not to get mixed up in things around here.
Sure, Fingers.
And I'm not Fingers, understand? Out here, I'm known as Flint Bascom. Remember that. Just as you've got to remember your names are Boyd, not Berry.
All right, so we forgot. What's a fella going to do around this rundown hole? Got to have a little excitement once in a while.
You had your share for today. What was the idea of picking that fight in the Palace Hotel?
We didn't pick a fight. A couple of Weisenheimers got fresh. Said they'd teach us some manners.
Looks like they did, too. With ink.
Yeah. Well, we ain't through with them, Eggs. You can bet on that.
You're through with them, all right. From now on, you're staying right here in the place. We've got work to do.
You mean we're running off some more of them banknotes?
That's what I mean. Now, just remember, both of you, if we play it respectable on this end, we can cash in for a long time.
It was nice of you, Cisco, to offer to show me the country around Red Bluff.
It's a great pleasure, Senorita. I hope you will not become tired from too long a ride.
Oh, I guess I'm not a very good rider. This horse seems to make it very easy.
Loco is a good horse, Senorita. Pancho has him well trained.
It was nice of Pancho to offer to go with Father today. But I don't know whether Pancho will share Father's enthusiasm for butterflies.
It's a very interesting field of study, searching for butterflies or searching for other things.
Hmm? What do you mean, Cisco?
Oh, nothing, Senorita. Excepting that when one searches for butterflies, perhaps one catches other things.
I'm afraid I don't follow your train of thought, Cisco.
I'm sorry, Senorita Dorothy. It is just that I observed certain things when we were having supper last night.
Yes? What were they? I'm curious.
Oh, for one thing, your father insisted on seating himself at the table so that his chair faced the door. For another thing, the shoulder holster that he wore was quite noticeable under his coat.
You have a keen eye, Cisco. What else did you notice?
That your father is not as old as his stoop shoulders and gray wig make him appear. Do you wish to hear more, Senorita?
Yes, you interest me. Go on.
My next deduction was that Senor Howard is not your father.
What makes you think that?
Because you are not wearing a wedding ring on the third finger of your left hand.
What? Because I'm not wearing a wedding ring, you conclude that Professor Howard is not my father?
Si, Senorita. But you have worn a wedding ring until quite recently. I noticed a circle on that finger that is quite white in contrast to the rest of your hand.
You win, Cisco. Professor Howard is not my father.
As I thought. He is your husband, is he not, Senora? And further than that, he is really not Professor Howard?
I think I've answered enough questions, Cisco. You know, you're a very curious person.
Not curious, Senora. Just interested.
Yes? From what standpoint?
In helping you and your husband catch whomever you are looking for.
And I suppose you've already concluded who that is.
Si, Senora. I think perhaps your search starts with two brothers who call themselves Boyd, but who would be more at home in the large cities of the East, just as you would be more at home in a handsome cab than riding these ranges on loco.
Madre mia, Professor, we come very far today.
Ah, yes, Poncho. The butterfly is an elusive insect.
Well,
do not be discouraged.
No.
We shall find some yet.
You think we find them in this ranch where we come to?
Oh, this will be a good place, Poncho.
Mm-hmm.
Those flowering bushes over there by the house. Butterflies sometimes swarm on them.
Maybe the owners of the ranch would not like us to go hunting butterflies there.
They will not mind, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
All this is in the interest of science.
Oh.
Take this net, Poncho.
This one.
Yes, you go over there by the barn.
Uh-huh.
I will sneak around these bushes.
What I do when I see the butterfly?
Catch him in the net.
Uh-huh.
They're fast in flight, Poncho. You'll have to run.
Poncho never do this before, but Poncho try. Take over now.
Beautiful specimen, Poncho. After it now.
Uh-huh.
Don't miss.
It comes to Poncho, pretty little butterfly. So you fly away from Poncho, huh? But you not fly fast enough. And Poncho make the big jump to the air. Oh, very hard business is catching the butterfly. There. He's right on the small bush. Nice little butterfly. Nice little Chico. Come to Pancho now. You one very tricky flutterfly. Butterfly. Butterfly. You worm. You make Pancho fall into the bush. But Pancho not give up. So, you fly to the big barn, huh? Well, Pancho follows you. Do not get away.
All right, you. What's going on here?
Senor, you scared the butterfly. And Pancho not want to lose him.
So you're the professor I heard about, huh?
No, I'm not the professor. I just Pancho in catching the butterfly. Look, say your butterfly go up on the top of the barn.
You know you're trespassing on this land, don't you?
Pancho know this. Quick, senor. You got the ladder, no?
You're certainly going to a lot of trouble to catch a butterfly.
Oh, it's very important, this one. It's how you say it's very rare.
Well, there's a ladder if you want to use it.
The ladder. And you hold it for Pancho?
Sure.
Exactly.
If you're crazy enough to climb up on the barn, I'll get the ladder for you.
Very nice, senor. Oh, you little quick flyers, you Pancho get you not soon.
Well, there you are. Now be careful climbing up.
Oh, Pancho, be careful. You hold the ladder at the bottom, senor.
Sure, I'll hold it.
You'll not get away this time. You stay right there on the roof, and Pancho got you inside his net before you can say enchilada. Hold still, little butterfly. Pancho raise the net so careful and brings you down. Somebody always making the noise to scare the butterfly away, and Pancho misses again.
Quiet, come quick.
Yeah,
Randy, what's the matter?
Look out! Pancho's slipping! Pancho, put the fall on the roof!
Out, you fool, you fell on top of
him. Oh, Pancho, thank you, senor, very much for catching him.
Well, get up, you ox. I can't move.
Hey, senor, Pancho, sorry, I get up now.
Wait, I caught someone sneaking into the cellar. That old professor I told you about.
Yeah, you get him?
Sure, John's got him. Hey, you.
Huh?
Hey, what is this? That's one of those two jumpers in the hotel yesterday.
Hey, and Cisco fix you very good, too.
Look, you, what are you doing here?
Pancho just catch the butterfly.
Oh, yeah?
Take him, Randy.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Pancho is going to fight.
Good, this will hold you.
Cisco! Cisco! Find you in the trouble!
A lot of good it's going to do you yelling for your partner. He ain't going to hear you. Never again.
Sorry, Senora, to make you hurry, but every minute counts.
I'm all right, Cisco. Marco seems to know I'm not a very good rider. How do you know we're heading for the right place?
When Senor Howard and Pancho did not return in time for supper, I felt they'd gotten into trouble. The clerk at the hotel told me where the Boyd brothers live.
Is it much further?
Not much. You have your gun, Senora?
You bet I have. And I know how to use it.
Well, I may need help. We'll ride close to the rancho, then leave the horses and go to the house on foot. Can you ride if we go faster, Senora?
I'll try it. I'll see.
Well, off you. Off. Go ahead.
Pretty good disguise you used, Howard. You had John and Randy fooled, all right.
Too bad I couldn't have fooled them a little better, Fingers.
Where's your charming daughter, Howard?
None of your business.
That's funny, Howard. I never knew you had a daughter.
Let's cut the talk. No matter what you do to me, you know you'll never get away with this. If I don't get back to New York or they don't hear from me, you'll be hunted all over the world.
If they don't do any better than you did, we won't have much to worry about.
These robes are very tight, Fingers. And Pancho not can get comfortable.
Shut up, you.
You know, Fingers, shipping out that phony money is going to catch you, sure. When we found it was still being circulated after you and the Barry boys here skipped out, we knew you were operating somewhere.
Making a nice thing of it, too. Matter of fact, we were just getting ready to run some off when you came sticking your nose into things.
Yeah, Flint. Fingers.
Keep calling me Flint, John. We're going to be around here for a long time yet.
I was just starting to say maybe Howard would like a demonstration.
Sure. Why not? Start the press, Randy.
We're turning out some of the prettiest greenbacks you ever saw, Howard.
If I weren't tied up, I'd like to smash that press and you too.
If there's any smashing to be done, don't forget, Howard, we're going to do it. But I think guns will be cleaner and more efficient.
Poncho, wish he never start to chase the butterflies.
Shut up, you.
Poncho, shut up. But that press machine make a lot of noise, Poncho think.
Oh, it makes some noise. What's the matter? Afraid it'll wake up the neighbors?
Maybe he's afraid it'll make so much noise he won't be able to hear our guns when we use them on these two. Poncho, not the one to hear guns.
Well, you're going to hear them. Let's get this over, boys. Now, take a good aim.
They point the guns right at us.
Oh, Cisco!
Pretty good shot to get both those guns, but maybe this won't be too easy.
Oh, no!
Cisco, break the chain over that hombre's head!
Now, keep those hands up high. Take those guns over here. Bueno, now one of you. You there.
Yes?
Untie my compadre, Pancho.
Not in your line.
Sure, as I say, hombre, and quick.
Oh, yeah, sure, I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, Pancho.
Hey, Cisco, I'll be loose in a minute. There.
Now, untie Senor Howard.
Cisco,
tie up these three banditos.
Pancho, do this.
Well, Cisco, you sure saved the day for me. Is my daughter... is Dorothy all right?
She's right outside, Senor, keeping these men covered with her gun from the cellar window I came through.
Well, I guess I can take off this wig, Cisco. I don't need to wear a disguise anymore.
You'll be much better looking without the wig, Senor Howard. You will look just as I thought you would, young and handsome. I can understand how your wife, Senora Dorothy, would be much concerned for your safety.
Cisco, you're a good detective. A better detective than I am. If I were wearing a hat, I'd take it off to you.
Well, Senor Howard, you're wearing a wig. Why not take that off to Cisco? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
It's Henry Howard. How you know he was, a detective?
Oh, it was simply a matter of observing, amigo.
Huh?
Senor Howard acted more like a detective than he did a professor trying to catch butterflies.
Pancho not know this. Pancho think he catching butterflies. He got Pancho fooled, all right. When I fall off from the roof of that barn,
You do not care for butterflies, amigo.
Oh, Pancho leave these things alone after this. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho getting hungry. It's almost time to eat, no?
Si, amigo. We will stop in the cafe and have some food. How would you like a nice big stack of hotcakes?
Pancho think he not care for hotcakes today.
Why not, amigo? Hotcakes with lots of syrup and plenty of butter.
Plenty of butter. That's the reason Pancho not want a hotcake.
I do not understand, amigo.
Pancho always here. Hotcakes not good. Hotcakes always make the butter fly.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho by Harry Lang.